This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, that's the familiar music setting up the next hour's conversation with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. As part of our DJV program, we're happy to have Michael here every week with the countdown of the important things from the charts. Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, has the stories, the people. We also list them at DJVShow.com. So, Michael, you've had an interesting week. It's been one of those weeks. I think there's probably more murder, more heat, murder, mayhem, whatever. It just seems this week is has been one of those weeks that maybe we could have done well without. What do you think?
It's been a terrible week, and yeah, a lot of mayhem, a lot of murders, a lot of shootings. It's hard to wrap your brain around it. It's so it's numbifying. So yeah. Let's talk about the stories
word,
of the week.
Yeah. I'll write that word down. Somebody take that numify.
Numify.
Good it's word.
Like,
yeah.
It's like mummifying on steroids. It
sounds numifying. Like a rap song.
Yeah. Let's go to number 10. We have Walter Mondale dies, and we have the Mars helicopter takes flight. They tied the two stories. We have two stories at number 9 that are related, Earth Day and the Biden Climate Summit. At number 8, we have U.S. relations with China, Russia, Iran, Afghanistan, and North Korea, and that's just for starters. A lot of hot spots around the world. At number 7, the southern border crisis and immigration reform are tied. At number 6, we have a tie between education and the school openings, both related. At number 5, the economy, the Biden stimulus agenda, and the easing of regulations. At number 4, COVID-19 vaccines, variants, politics, and stats. At number 3, gun violence and mass murder in America and gun control as a debated legislative topic. At number 2, we have police reform, the Micaiah Bryant shooting in Ohio, and the LeBron James tweet. And at number 1, the Derek Chauvin trial and verdict and race relations in America. On the People Survey, we have Walter Mondale at 10, Kamala Harris at 9, Dante Wright and Kim Potter tied at 8, Donald Trump at 7, Fauci's at 6, Pelosi's at 5, Biden's at 4. And then number 3, we have Micaiah Bryant and LeBron James tied. At number 2, we have Judge Peter Cahill and Maxine Waters tied. And at number 1, Derek Chauvin and George Floyd, the most talked about people. Interestingly, so much focus on the race relations and the trial and reaction and all of that, that Joe Biden and Donald Trump were
right
in the top 4. Biden's at 4 and Donald Trump is at 7. So I guess in a way, I was going to say that's refreshing, but there's nothing refreshing about the news. The news really stinks. It's a lousy time. Some people are celebrating the verdict. Others are bemoaning it. But I mean, even if you're celebrating it, it's celebration over a bunch of very sad things. So it stinks.
One of the things that I wonder out loud on the air and in my personal life when I have conversations with people, because folks who find out what I do for a living ask me for opinions like I know more than they do, and that's not necessarily the case. I may have been exposed to more information, but that doesn't mean I know more. And that's, I think, one of the problems of being a talk radio person. Folks automatically assume that you know more. You may be exposed to more information. That doesn't mean you know more. When I say knowing more, I'd like to know how to fix these problems. I'd like to know how to change people's attitudes. I'd like to know when life is going to be better. For me, I have a great life and lots to be thankful for. You have a good life. Most of the people that we know in our circles have a much better life than not. But that really isn't the case, because outside of our circle, there are a lot of people who don't live like we do. And maybe that's becoming more obvious. And I'm not talking about just in terms of the economic realities of living a good life, but the strident way that people think in a myopic way, like Maxine Waters. And this is not new for her. She's been down these roads forever. She's been a pain in the butt forever. as she has been outrageous forever. And she never contributes to fixing a problem. She usually throws gasoline on it, makes it worse. So do we divorce ourselves from those people or understanding how they think? Is it that black people do think differently than white people? The LeBron James factor this week. I thought it was all extraordinary, frankly. His involvement, the way he was, I don't know that I expect that. I don't know why it's, you know, why he should. I'm not saying he shouldn't have done. That's the farthest from my mind. But it just seemed he hadn't played this role before, Michael. Do you think that that's true or not?
I have no idea what you're talking about, but it sounds it sounds like you're just confused. And first of all, I don't think I'm confused at all. I can't go along with you that we live a good life and they don't, because I don't know who we and they are. I know that people have their own personal tragedies and suffering and worries and fears and are subject to diseases, accidents, illness, financial problems, family relationships, and psychological issues. So I just see it differently than that. As far as Maxine Waters is concerned, I agree with you. She should have been a little bit more restrained. And by the way, speaking of living the good life, she lives in a very, 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 very wealthy situation.
Oh yeah, She's created a great life for herself.
In terms of LeBron James, he has been outspoken about race relations for a long time now.
You know, I saw him as more of a helper. Though he's done so much for the places that he grew up in Appalachia. Look at all the schools that he's funded. Look at all the help that he's been to youngsters in that area of Ohio. I mean, people look up to him. It just seems different.
I'm saying to you that he has evolved into being somewhat of a social commentator, and he takes the perspective that African Americans have been under siege by the police, and that they have social and economic problems to overcome. That's his position. He is African American. The NBA has, the National Basketball Association, has been under scrutiny. I don't want to say attack, because some people agree with them and some people don't. It's controversial. They've been under scrutiny for being very out front in terms of the Black Lives Matter movement. They have Black Lives Matter symbols in the arenas, on the boards.
Yeah.
So this has been an evolving situation. It's very complicated.
Yes.
And I, frankly, I'll be honest, I understand both black points of view. I mean, within our industry, we have liberal blacks and we have conservative blacks, and both make very good cases that the African American experience in America is complicated, and there's a lot of reason to see the truth of people who points of view based upon their own experience and their own sensibilities. It's not easily solved, and it's not easily analyzed.
I think not easily analyzed. That makes it tough for people who are doing this, because there are a lot of people on the air, as you know, who just look for simplistic solutions. I believe if you point out a problem, it would be nice to show, to put forth a solution to the problem, and sometimes they're a little simplistic. And then, are they entertaining? The other side of it is, if we're doing this for a living and we're trying to get people to listen to us, I don't think people want to get beat over the head all the time with all this stuff. Frankly, I think it's very difficult. And that's where, you know, each morning on the DGV program that I do Monday through Friday, I come up with something that I would like to think is inspiring. And this week I said on the air, "He who has peace of mind disturbs neither himself nor another." Because I think I was trying to find peace of mind myself in all of this. When you talk about it this much, you're involved in it, you know, I don't think we're passive. I don't think a talk radio personality who's doing news talk stuff can be passive when it comes to this. There are a lot of people who want to have, you know, a particular point of view. Like, if you're a Republican, you think this way. If you're a Democrat, you think that way. That's not where I come from. But I do think that we owe it to kind of not only ourselves, our families, people that are close to us, but the people who are listening, to come up with something that inspires people, so that hopefully this stuff, I mean, every week it gets heavier and thicker. It's like trying to cut through a fog.
Yeah. No, it's the nature of the forum. I mean, we're here to talk about these things, not to find peace.
Yeah.
it's very easy to jump out of the game and not be involved and find your own peace. Mm-hmm. But this is an arena of ideas. This is a platform to express views on the controversial and troubling things of our times. So yeah. You do get a certain amount of negative post-traumatic stress syndrome. You start to overdose on it, and everything starts to get on your nerves.
Mm-hmm.
You get fatigue. That's the word. You get negative news fatigue. It's like people that work in hospitals start to reach a point where they can't face it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
There's a point at which you overload on the negative, and that's one of the downfalls or the pitfalls of working in this particular business, as you're describing it. But this is where the action is, and this is what it's about.
Right.
And the answer to the problem is changing human nature, and that is almost impossible. Communicating and having open minds helps, but changing human nature is what it comes down to, and we've been at odds with our own DNA and our own nature all the way back to the beginning of civilization.
18 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Have you heard all the good news about Ebon's Bakehouse? Gluten-free goodness in cookies, in breads. That's the secret of Ebon's Bakehouse. Go to their website, ebonsbakehouse.com, to find all the various products. There are all kinds of things that we all now know about gluten, how bad it is for us. I'm one of those people that has a severe reaction. That's one of the reasons that I've gotten so excited about talking to you about the products you can get at ebonsbakehouse.com. Breads, cookies, rolls. This stuff is fabulous. All the ladies on the DJB program have eaten it. They love it. Anybody I know who has had any of these products, love, love, love them. You will love them too. Use the code DJV for a big discount when you check out ebonsbakehouse.com. Order, enjoy, go back again. It's 100% guaranteed or your money back that you will love the products from Ebon's Bakehouse at ebonsbakehouse.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, here with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. He's the editor and publisher of Talkers. Somebody sent me a note during the week: you do this countdown show, right, Doug? And I responded, yes, I do the countdown show. He said, why do you always stick to the issues that are being talked about? Why don't you do a top 10 countdown of various other things that affect our lives, like the top 10 most nitrate-rich vegetables? Do the top 10. Number one is on that list is arugula, by the way. Michael, did you know that?
Oh, I think that's wonderful. We should, you know, I got an idea from this. We should play the top 40 songs and bring the countdown concept to music.
Right. That's a good idea. Maybe just the top 10 songs. How about that?
There only are top 10. There only are top ones.
Over and over and over and over again. Yes, the top 10 nitrate-rich veggies. We'll do that.
So what did you say was arugula?
American. Arugula is number one. The other things on the list are rhubarb, cilantro, lettuce, mescaline mix, whatever that is. I don't even know what that is. Basil, beet greens, oak leaf lettuce, Swiss chard, and beets. There you go.
I'm leaving news talk, and I'm getting into food talk.
There you go. We'll get the list. I'll plug my American Family Farmer show that I do every week. You know, we should probably do a list like that on the farm show every week.
Maybe you should do that.
That was your idea, by the way. Thank you very much to do the American Family Farmer. Now, let's get to some questions that people have. We tend to, on this program, talk about the stories, but we also talk about the personalities. And there are a lot of people who are asking the question whether they're in the business or whether they are listeners. The Rush Limbaugh phenom continues. I noticed that your friend and mine, Holland Cook, who is a very good, he's a consultant, but he's also a good observer, he asked in his newsletter, who will replace Rush Limbaugh? And his answer was, nobody. Which I thought was pretty, it's true. I mean, Limbaugh was Limbaugh. Why do people keep trying to find someone who's just like Limbaugh?
Yeah, I find what you're saying is fascinating because it's true. There's two syndromes. One is they want to find the next or another. And then sometimes we refer to people in the plural, like the Rush Limbaughs and the Sean Hannitys and the Mark Levins of the world. Well, there's only one of each of them. It's not interesting. We talk about people in terms of plurals, like it's a group of them, and there's only one. Yeah. But no, I remember Because the Beatles came out 10 years after Elvis Presley, there was this myth or this conventional wisdom in the radio industry that every 10 years there's a rock and roll phenomenon. Well, 10 years after the Beatles, everything that would come out, people were saying, this is going to be the new phenomenon, the new Beatles, right. The new Elvis Presley. And it never happened. It still hasn't happened. They may come and they'll say, Garth Brooks sold more records than Elvis, or, you know, Taylor Swift is setting records for, but they're not the Elvis Presley or the Beatles. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not just judged by sales. It's not. So there are no new anythings. Something is. And when its time has come, it was.
Right.
New things come along and they become their thing. Nothing has ever made it as the new old thing. You know?
I'm thinking about the new old. Isn't there a song somewhere about the new and the old? What's new is old again, or what's old is new again? The new age thinking when it comes to, you know, what to eat, treatments, acupuncture, all that stuff. That was very important to people's healings hundreds of years ago, thousands of years ago.
Well, certain things recycle, but I'm talking about just in terms of pop culture. You know?
Yeah, I understand. Yeah.
Mozart is Mozart. There is no new Mozart. He's still Mozart.
But it just fascinates me. Rush Limbaugh has been dead for 3 months, and so we still have the Rush Limbaugh show being promoted in various trades. It's very interesting. Anyway, no, the answer is there will never be another Rush. Period. End of story. 28 after the hour. Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive three-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 40% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 40% off by using the discount code DJV, MyPillow.com.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit USPS.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's.
Today's topic, Mother's Day.
Ooh, is that a Kohl's bag?
Yep, my mom's the workout queen. So I got her Champion and Adidas gear for 25% off, and I got Kohl's cash.
Okay, that's impressive.
What's the deal for her workouts?
Oh, girl, sometimes shopping is my workout.
Yes, you sound like my mother-in-law. I got her cute patio pillows, also on sale. And with free store pickup, I got it all in less than...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
SpaceX has successfully launched 4 astronauts into space aboard a recycled rocket about 6 a.m. Eastern Friday morning.
2-1-0.
Vehicle's pitching downrange.
The Crew 2 mission is the third time Elon Musk's rocket company has sent NASA astronauts into space. The launch took place at Kennedy Space Center in Florida. NBA draft prospect and former Kentucky basketball star Terrence Clark died in a car accident in Los Angeles, California, Thursday. The Los Angeles Police Department reported Clark was traveling at a high rate of speed and ran a red light before colliding with another car. The report also said Clark was not wearing his seatbelt correctly. On Friday, India reported nearly 333,000 new cases of COVID-19 infections over a 24-hour period. For a second day in a row, India reported the world's highest single-day increase in infections. USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Russia's defense minister on Thursday ordered troops back to their permanent bases following massive drills in Crimea. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
They say their checks near the border with Ukraine have been fully achieved. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu said the military had until May 1st to return from military exercises. President Biden raised the concerns about the tensions escalating with military buildup on a call with Russian President Vladimir Putin last week. Meanwhile, fears of a potential threat of Russian invasion created a national unity in Ukraine and strengthened Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's position. Zelensky tweeted, "The reduction of troops on our border proportionately reduces the tension." He said Ukraine seeks peace, and they're grateful to international partners for their support.
The United States and NATO alliance has said that the Russian buildup near Ukraine was the largest since 2014. In another huge first, machines made by humans made oxygen on Mars. NASA's Perseverance Mars rover has successfully used its MOXIE instrument and generated oxygen from the thin carbon dioxide-dominated atmosphere in Mars for the first time ever. Converting the Martian atmosphere in order to generate oxygen may actually help astronauts explore the red planet someday. The ability for MOXIE to generate oxygen from the Martian atmosphere will make a path to create and store oxygen on Mars. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The newsletter from the home of News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Each week we get together, give some attention to the top 10 stories as printed in... Can you say that anymore, printed? I guess it appears yes. Online, but I guess it is print. You know, I had experience this week with a kid that works for me on my farm. I had left him a note, and I wrote it in cursive. And he came to me and said, "I don't understand what you're saying in this note." I looked at him and said, "What are you talking about?" He said, I can't read cursive. "You can't read cursive." He said, "No, I don't write. I don't have to write. Anything that I need to translate." And I thought about this for a minute. Everybody now transfers their thoughts by using an iPad or an iPhone or something like that. And they don't write notes. Do you ever leave notes for Bernadette on the refrigerator? Or do you send her a note, a text saying, "This is kind of what I'm doing," or whatever? How do you live your life? Do you write notes?
I do both. I do both.
Do you?
I'm very, very digital. I'm constantly connected to the internet and to email and to texting. However, I do still operate with pen and pad, and I do leave notes. Bernadette and I leave notes like the coffee's ready to be made, press button. Dishwasher has clean dishes, don't put dirty dishes in, take them out before you know, those kinds of things lend themselves to sticking signs on things. Mm-hmm. But I'm I prefer reading digitally. I am losing interest in the printed page. I am losing interest in having newspapers piling up and having to be recycled and magazines. And I'm evolving where my default is digital now and not analog.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Which doesn't mean I'm a big fan of social media. I don't do a lot of social media, but I'm into YouTube. I'm into email. I'm into texting. But I don't do Twitter. I don't do Instagram. I don't do any of that stuff.
No. What excites you?
On Facebook.
When because we're so exposed, you and me, the people that are in this business, to sort of we drone on, hopefully in an interesting way, about the things that are going on around us. Enough of our personality, at least I think, you know, one of the things people like about the radio is that there's a personality attached to the voices and that people can hear the emotion and they can get wrapped up. And you know, people kind of chuckle at me because the ladies that are on the DJV program with me, they call it dirt talk when I start talking about the farm. And then I get off onto talking about NASA and the space program and how excited I was this week that SpaceX launched 4 astronauts up to the International Space Station. I thought that was kind of a cool thing. Reusable rocket, that kind of stuff. But yet it doesn't make it into the top 10 because there's so many other things that are going on. I'm not the arbiter of what people are talking about.
Look at number 10 this week.
You mean the Mars helicopter going?
Yeah.
I mean, imagine. Think about it this way. This is the world in words, folks. Think about this. Here is this device. There was somebody on Earth or a group of men and women who are engineers and figured out using whatever techniques they learned and the various things they studied in college about engineering. They build this thing. This device, they put it in a spaceship, and they send it to Mars. And there's no person involved. It comes to the surface, it lands, and it separates itself from the main body of the transformer, if you will, the transformer that brought it to Mars. And somebody on the Earth pushes a button, and 4 to 20 seconds later, this helicopter takes off on the surface of Mars. Now, you tell me that doesn't engage your imagination.
Mm. It also is a stunning example of the capability of the human brain. And it really is amazing how, on one level, we are capable as a species doing such amazing things.
Right. Yes.
And on the other level, we're capable of, as a species, of being really stupid and knuckleheaded.
Yeah.
And
thank you. You got my very point. Thank you. Yes, please keep going.
Oh, I don't have to.
That's the point.
Is made. The point is, why can't we all go to Mars? You know, why can't we all get along? Why? Obviously, we have within us the potential for incredible greatness, beautiful thoughts, great literature, music, film, art, love, glory, intelligence, engineering, conquering nature, and yet on the other hand, we just keep doing the same stupid self-destructive things.
Right.
That's the profound dichotomy of the human predicament.
You know, it's interesting also what captures people's attention. Still, after all these years, Shakespeare gets our attention. It was Shakespeare Day this past week. And who among us hasn't studied some Shakespearean play or a poem or something, or even had the conversation, was Shakespeare really real? And then, in the same breath, on my Monday through Friday radio program, we had a conversation about Gregory Edward Jacobs. Do you know who he was?
No.
Very famous American. Also known as Shock G. Do you know who Shock G is? You don't know who Jacobs is?
No.
I didn't know it either until like an hour ago.
I don't know. No, pray tell. Well, I'm on the outside looking in.
All right. So, Phil, play that song, we can call it music, that he was the front man for Digital Underground, which is a hip-hop group that started back in the 90s. And it was Tupac Shakur's entree into the world. So all of the ladies who were on with me, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner on the DGV program, knew who this guy was. They said, oh, you'll know who it is. I don't know who it is. But this was a huge story, apparently, in that age group. So it didn't make it into the top 10, but I just find it interesting as to how these things from the world of art and ideas, you know, it's just fascinating how much is going on. To sort of dovetail to what you were saying, so much going on. We have so much imagination, so much ingenuity. We have so much in our minds, and yet we fight with each other about nothing. And, you know, we're all whooped up about things. And
so what was the story? What was the story with this guy that everybody in that age group was talking about?
He died, dude, 57.
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
You did?
I didn't know his name was the other names, and then you confused me. Oh, yeah, that was a big story. it was a big story. And it came close to making it. It was talked about. You know, not everything that's talked about makes it into the top 10. As a matter of fact, we fudge it a little bit and create ties so as to get more stories in there. You know, tie between this and that. And all that, and it creates a little bit more diversity. And it also is true that, you know, it's our, sort of our admission that we don't have a scientific meter that measures how many words are said on all the stations in America every week about every topic. So, I knew that story, but the way you came at it kind of took me by surprise. And I've reached a point in my career when I'm on the radio where I'm confident enough to say I haven't heard of something.
Yes,
rather
good.
Than go, rather than say, you know,
like you're supposed to know it all. How do you know it all? Right. I do that all the time. I don't know.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't expect, you know, when I look at some of the nuance of the things that we talk about. Last year at this, last week at this time, we were talking about Prince William and Prince Charles and Prince Harry, and the fact that they refused to talk to each other unless there was somebody else around. Did you even know that? That came out at the end of the week.
I did know it. I'm an expert on royalty because I watched The Crown 4 times. As a matter of fact, Prince Philip, who passed away at 99, 3 months short of being 100, he's sort of like very well known among a whole new generation of Americans who are fixated on The Crown, and he's been presented now, you know, for like 40 episodes, two different actors playing him at different times in his life, and ironically, he's probably more well known now outside of England. By Americans and other people in the world who get Netflix because of the success of that show. Yeah.
Culture, our culture. Amazing. All right, we're going to talk about a very interesting interview that Michael has done in his Michael Harrison interview, the MH interview, in a matter of moments. Right now, let me focus on your problems with losing weight. And it isn't so much that people have a problem losing weight, because a lot of people do, but then they can't keep it off. So how do you do that? You do that with Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. It's not a spelling lesson, nor is it a spelling quiz. But I spell it out because I think it's interesting you put this Calitren in your mind. What does that word mean? Well, it points you in the direction of a weight loss formula that doesn't have anything bad in it. It's stimulant-free, drug-free, it's gluten-free. It has all the things in it that are proven scientifically to help you lose weight and keep it off. So what more do you need to know? You can spend a lot of time at toploss.com, the website, help yourself do a good job and find out why it is that this is so successful and has been for decades for so many people. Help yourself to weight loss and the satisfaction of keeping it off with Calitren. Check it out at toploss.com. And when you check out buying it, use the DJV code for their special spring. They have a special spring sale going on, and you don't have to pay for shipping either with DJV code at toploss.com.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pains, draining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. Our, yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Companies. Last year, we saw historically low mortgage interest rates. What you may not know is that interest rates are already starting to increase, and it's likely that trend is only going to continue. Our team of experts is standing by to help you save before rates go up. Don't look back and wish that you had taken action. Call 833-8-ROCKET or visit rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
All right, so Michael, what's the hot story or the hot interview this week? The MH interview features.
It has Gene Bean Baxter, who for 30 years reigned on the Kevin and Bean Show on KROQ in Los Angeles, an alternate rock station that had a great, cool, hip talk show in the morning, Hall of Famer. And then he decided, I'm quitting. And he's moved back to England where he was born, and now he's starting his life over in Britain as a podcaster on their network there. And it's a fascinating insight into radio and culture on both sides of the Atlantic.
Podcasting, that sort of thing, where it's all going.
MHinterview.com.
Michael Harrison. MHinterview.com. Check that out. Check out the talkers list at talkers.com as well. It's 10 before the hour.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
At 53 at the hour here on the DJV program, Charles Curry has joined us. Chuck Curry with Movie Moments. That's the theme from The $6 Million Man. Isn't there supposed to be a new TV show or a movie called The $8 Billion Man? Am I remembering that correctly?
They've been talking about that for the last few years. Mark Wahlberg was attached to a movie called The $6 Billion Man, which would be sort of a half serious, half spoof. I have no interest if it's not serious. You know, Lee Majors' birthday is today.
He's going to be serious.
82 years old, Doug. I remember watching The $6 Million Man when I was a kid. I enjoyed the heck out of that show. It aired, I think, on Sunday nights, like 8 o'clock, and then they spun it off in The Bionic Woman with Lindsay Wagner. Lee Majors also did the show The Fall Guy, which was a hit from 81 to 86. He played himself in the movie Scrooge with Bill Murray, had a cameo. And he was infamous for marrying Farrah Fawcett. Ages. You never know what I'm going to say when I go on the air, but so something popped in my mind. I remember back in the day, Farrah Fawcett's poster was a top seller. But I got to be honest, I liked Heather Thomas' poster better, who was a co-star on The Fall Guy with Lee Majors. So how do you like that one?
Really? That's very good. I don't remember posters. I'm trying to remember what posters I liked when I was younger, and I don't remember.
They were big sellers back in the day.
Right. Fabulous.
Millions of posters.
Right, exactly. All right, speaking of posters that are selling, there were a lot of posters around Wonder Woman, and it appears that Wonder Woman 1984 is headed back to HBO next month. It was live in the theaters, right? And then it was on streaming. So why do they take it off? What is the reason? It's also apparently going to be in select theaters, too.
I'll give you an example. Today, Mortal Kombat opens in theaters. It's based on a video game. It's very violent, a lot of martial arts throughout the film. So that's a Warner Brothers movie. So any AT&T owns Warner Brothers, and they both, and AT&T also owns HBO and HBO Max. So Warner, they cut a deal where Wonder Woman 84 and then Tom and Jerry, Godzilla vs. Kong, and now Mortal Kombat all go in theaters and HBO Max same day. So there's a window, and then the movie gets pulled from HBO Max, just goes theatrical, and then ultimately goes back to HBO. Now, here's the thing. HBO Max in the last 3 months has gained 3 million subscribers, which is pretty good. I think it's up to like 40. I think Wonder Woman 84 helped, I think, Tom and Jerry to some point, and I think Godzilla vs. Kong certainly helped, and also Zack Snyder's Justice League, which is an exclusive on HBO Max. That built up a lot of interest. You couldn't watch that one in a movie theater, so there, you know, a lot of people are streaming. I think I read a stat that says the average person now pays about $46 a month for streaming content. Netflix. That would be mostly Netflix, Disney Plus, now HBO Max. Those would be the top three.
Okay, so I have all that stuff, and I tried to get on Netflix the other day because I hadn't been on Netflix for a long time, and I found that you had to enter your email and your password in order to get on. Now I'm trying
unless it's stored. I have mine stored, but yeah, that would be. That would be correct. And I think they let you do it on up to three devices, meaning if you have, you know, one subscription, you could do it at one house or another, up to three.
But if you can't move around and get the digital boxes in the right place and you don't remember the password...
Well, that's frustrating.
And,
yeah, that could be frustrating.
Oh, my God. And you're paying for it. I've been paying for it, and I haven't used it. So how smart am I?
That's also another interesting point you bring up, because there's something called a fall-off rate, where let's just say people get excited, right? They want to watch Zack Snyder's Justice League. They subscribe to HBO Max. Now, for what's called the stick, HBO Max needs those people not to cancel their subscription, which means, you know, have it banged on their credit card every single month for, you know, a long period of time. That's ultimately what the streamer is looking for. They're not looking for, you know, I subscribe to watch this one thing and then cancel my subscription. Right. The more cancels they get, the worse the business model is. The more they stick, the better the business model is. Yep.
So now Hocus Pocus 2 is in production apparently, but they need a new director. So Bette Midler is in it. Sarah Jessica Parker, Kathy Najimy.
That's
right?
Cool.
Yeah.
Listen, Hocus Pocus has a massive cult following. People during Halloween time, people watch that, and it's very, very popular among people who grew up on that project.
Yeah, it's like Sex in the City, that sort of thing. Yeah, right. In a different way, but yeah. All right, Chuck, have a good weekend. Chuck Kerr.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.